Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Shout out to Bare Naked Ladies. They're from Canada. We got baseball, baby.
Yeah.
Scooble on the mound for the Tigers.
The Flying Giant Combs are down 1-0.
Yeah, man. Was that run scored in the first inning? Had to be, right?
Yeah.
It means B's already lost a bet. One inning into October baseball.
I told you what the guy told me. Say B's makes a bet. He goes the other way.
We got news, people.
What's the news?
I want to make sure I credit this dude because I like when a local reporter gets a story.
Get some scoop.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens and the NFL for the Baltimore Sun. Brian Wacker is reporting Lamar Jackson likely to miss Sunday's game. Could be 2 to 3 weeks. Ravens play Sunday against Houston. Then they host the Rams. Then they have their bye week.
Cooper Rush is their backup, right?
Cooper Rush is their backup.
All right.
White Brian, you texted me a little earlier. The Ravens' odds to miss the playoffs were plus 285. That's a pretty juicy number. See if that is updated or been pulled off the board. Because if Vegas believes this Lamar report that they're gonna miss, he's going to miss the next two, there is zero rule that says Cooper Rush can't start for the Ravens and they win a game. In fact, I've seen Cooper Rush start for the Cowboys and beat the Washington organization under different names.
Yep.
So they are now down to minus 300 to make the playoffs.
It dropped 75.
Interesting. Cooper Rush is a good backup quarterback. Nothing says Baltimore can't beat Houston this weekend. But damn, B. There were some people that were like, oh, Lamar, they were getting blown out. He just didn't want to play. I think that's proven inaccurate.
Man was hurt. Be honest with you, people don't realize most athletes always think I can come back. I can make sure we come back. They don't want to just leave the game.
Quarterbacks get hurt in this league, dude. That is now.
We're starting to see it on a regular basis now.
Burrow's out. If Lamar misses some time, that was probably two of the top four MVP candidates going into the season. That's one thing about Mahomes, dude. He has never missed significant injury time. He has played through crazy ankle sprains, too, but he does not miss significant time.
Yeah, he was close to the playoffs.
Allen hasn't missed much time. Everybody else, quarterbacks, that's a big blow for Baltimore, dude.
It is. Especially in them already faltering now with him. They were faltering with him. Now they don't have him.
Right. B, I'm going to go around the room. Everybody get ready. What is one fix you got for the Commanders' defense?
I saw too many guys bump a guy, elbow him, forearm him, and not make the tackle. You know, if they can, I saw guys behind the line of scrimmage, and then the guy gets 10 yards, 5 yards. Make the tackle the first time. The first guy, wrap up. The second guy, you could go for the football. If the first guy goes for a football and another guy gains 5-10 yards, take him off the field. Because I saw too many guys grabbing at the ball and not making a tackle.
Landini, you get to make one move. You get to request. You got a genie with one wish for the Commanders' defense. What is it?
Well, if I got one wish, it would be get a cornerback that can actually cover so we can stop playing Lattimore.
Do you think that dude exists on September 30th?
Unfortunately, I don't. I think it's I think the future, you know, for at least the rest of the season is not great.
I wonder if they get to a point with Lattimore that they go back to Mikey on the outside and let Noah I into back into the slot. I don't know that they will. I wonder if they think they have to get to a spot like that. Now, Lattimore has had some decent games this year. I think we all have a recency bias when it comes to the corner position, especially, I mean, that Drake London play was really egregious. But for my wish, and I recognize they've lost, you know, two defensive ends already in Wise and now JB, but you got to generate pressure, man.
Yeah.
Like, Kinlaw and Payne are paid
how
well.
How do you do that? That's the question. Those guys on the field right now, how do you get it done?
Dan Quinn said yesterday, I wish we ran more stunts. I think you could try to be more creative on your D-line, or maybe you have to send more blitzes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
You know, I don't know that it will work. But I do think you've got to try to generate more rush and more pressure. And I think, you know, the Chargers are down a lot of offensive linemen, but I do
take advantage of them.
I also think Harbaugh is the kind of coach, the way he is a relatively conservative approach. They just run the hell out of the football, beat you on play action. I think L.A. will have a good game plan to try to overcome their offensive line losses. But to your point, take advantage of them.
Yeah. I mean, if we have an issue with something, people try to take advantage of us, we got to do the same thing to them that they try with us.
Jeff, what's your fix?
If I had a genie, I would turn back the hands of time on Bobby Wagner's life so we could get him when he was young. But my fix would be, you know how they always speak about this next man up mentality? I wish one of the young linebackers would start to like come in their role a little bit earlier so they can, you know, on obvious passing downs, they can fill, you know, that void in that position to be able to cover a tight end or a running back coming out of the backfield.
It's interesting at the linebacker position, the program I was texting with, say, and this was more in reaction to bringing in Robbie Anderson, now chosen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do they not trust rookies? Because why wouldn't you give Brooks a chance or Jones a chance? They have played a bunch of rookies, but it's mostly been their draft picks. And it's not just Jaden. Think about Mikey, Brandon Coleman started most of last year. Trey Amos is playing. Josh Connerly starting right away. So, B, with younger guys that aren't getting chances, whether it's Cahoe, Medrano, McGee, some of these practice squad wide receivers, which I'd also point out, we don't know that they're not going to get a chance. What if one of those guys gets elevated and they get this roster spot with Jean-Baptiste? But do you think they are hesitant to go from a vet to a young guy? Or do you think those guys just aren't showing anything.
I think they're not hesitant. I think people have to realize guys make a team for reasons, certain reasons. And a coach is not going to get rid of a vet who does more than and then just throw a guy there because he's younger. You know, most people, fans, think that, oh, the young guy, put the young guy. Young don't mean you're better. So young sometimes don't mean you may not know what the hell you're doing. The experienced guy may not be able to run with the people, but he does everything else good. So if I got a guy that's playing 85%, do the 85% good, I'm going to keep him on the field than the guy that may come out than he does 25% good.
There is something to be said for having trust.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, they don't trust the young guys yet, but it's a bit of
and
a...
If a young guy does enough, you've seen them play him. So a lot of times they call you, you all call us and say, why is so-and-so not playing? Hell, you've been watching the game just like us. If they thought he was better, they'd have him out there.
But is there a bit of a paradox? I know this. When you are a young reporter, it's really hard to get a first full-time job because all the jobs will tell you, you're trying to be a writer, right?
You need experience.
A written reporter. They're like, well, we need to see your byline and read your pieces before we can consider you for a job.
Yeah.
But I can't get my byline out there until I get a job. And it's a catch-22 dilemma,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, see, the difference in sports and that is I see you every damn day. I know what your byline is. I know what you're capable of, and I know what the hell you're not capable of.
So do you think if a dude is flashing enough on scout team or whatever it is, that eventually they will be like, all right, we got to give this kid a chance?
Yes. We've seen time and time again guys flash. What did Owens do from the beginning? Flash.
Sure.
He was a guy moving to another position. They found a way to keep him on the team. Now he's starting to get on the field. Revo, flash. They got him on the field. You know, other people have flashed and got on the field. If a guy's not getting on the field, he ain't flashing.
Not that kind of flashing, Jeff. We'll be right back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.